Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Let's get to one of the best ever play here, Jahan Dotson, with the Washington Commanders. Jahan, first of all, congratulations. Welcome. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. What was it like on draft night to be there, mom, dad, everybody, family? What was that moment like for you?
Honestly, it was surreal. Everything I could have pictured draft night would have been from a very young age. Just having everyone there with me, my support system I always say is I have the biggest support system in the world. So having everyone there with me, it was great, honestly. Family, friends. And especially my parents, having them there and being able to hug them after I got the phone call, it was a dream come true.
And as you know, your parents are special people. I've had the privilege of being around them, meeting them. I said to your mom the day of the Maryland game, I said, there's the mother of the best wide receiver in the country. And then you went out and got 260 yards, whatever it was. your mom has survived so much. Your dad has been an awesome caretaker. Just the mere fact that they were there with everything that they've gone through, especially her, what did that mean?
Everything. It means everything to me. It's built me to be the man I am today, honestly. Seeing them go through tough times and being able to battle through those type of things, it just makes me out to be the man I am. Just watching them take care of my family, take care of me. It's been great, honestly. I couldn't even put it in words the type of sacrifices that they made over the years just to put me in the best predicament possible to be successful in life. But I honestly owe them to the world. They mean everything to me.
You had to bet on yourself, just like Jaquan Brisker did. Sometimes betting on yourself is I'm going into the draft and I'm going to make it happen. Sometimes it's saying, you know what, I'm better than what they're telling me, and I'm going to prove it. You and Jaquan both did that. What did that take on your part to bet on yourself and put together the season you did last year?
Yeah, it took a lot, honestly. It took a lot of hard work, a lot of discipline. A lot of things factor into that. And honestly, being able to have someone like Jaquan Brisker on my team, it made it easy. He's a fierce competitor who just loves to compete every day. He loves football. So going against him every day in practice, it made my job easier, honestly.
And I watched it every day, too. As you know, that was the competitions were incredible. All right. You had to make a decision. Originally, you were going to go to UCLA. But you come to Penn State. What did it mean coming to Penn State? And then Coach Franklin and Coach Stubbs, what did they end up meaning to you?
Yeah, meant a lot to me, honestly. Being able to first play back home, Pennsylvania has always been good to me ever since I came here at a very young age. So being able to come back home and play for the state university, it was big time for me, for my family, and for my community. I'm big in being able to rep my community, rep the Lehigh Valley, rep the 610. So being able to do that in state and rep Pennsylvania, that was really big for me. And Coach Franklin, the best football coach in America, honestly, like he's like a father figure to me. He's like a second dad, someone I can lean on at all times, and someone who I trust with my life. And Coach Stubbs he's been nothing but spectacular. Taught me a lot of life lessons, not only on the football field but outside of the football field. Being able to be someone who I can go to, who I can communicate with, and just kind of be there for me.
In a program that has turned out the likes of, over the years, Bobby Engram, Allen Robinson, Chris Godwin, among others, you're the highest drafted Penn State wide receiver since Kenny Jackson in 1984. With Penn State's great lineage, what does that mean to you?
Yeah. It's just a testament to all the work that I put in, all the hard work that I put in, just trying to get to be in this situation. It's not easy, as you guys know. Like it takes a lot to get to this moment, but I honestly would owe it to my hard work and just putting the work in, being dedicated to the grind, just loving football. Honestly, like, I fell in love with the game when I came to college. Like, I fell in love with the process of working and just getting better each and every day. And honestly, it's honestly just a testament to that. But as a kid, you have dreams and aspirations of being drafted, and being able to be in the first round, selected amongst very high quality of football players, it's a dream come true.
In your freshman year, I'm watching you on the practice field, and I'm thinking, it can't be that easy. I mean, because you just made it look easy, okay? I mean, seriously, I'm watching it, and you know, I've watched a lot of people out there. But where did you end up fine-tuning and refining your game this past season that probably moved you up a round?
Yeah, I was just being a complete receiver. Taking ownership was a big thing. I'm a really laid-back guy, so like I can get kind of lackadaisical at times. But this past year, just being a professional every day that I step onto the football field was a big step for me, and just realizing that like you don't get this time back. It was going to be my last year at Penn State, and it was going to be my last year in college.
Well, I agree. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I would just say not taking a day for granted was really big.
I will agree with you that you are an easygoing guy. I will disagree with you that you are not lackadaisical ever. I don't ever remember you being lackadaisical. I always felt you were always fine-tuning your craft. You get to Washington, and, of course, we now know the story about Ron Rivera and about practice and your graduation. What was that moment like, and what does it mean to you that he thinks that way?
Yeah. Real player's coach. Honestly, that's what I tell people, a real player's coach. A guy who really cares about his guys, is not just in it for the things that people do on the field. He's there for lifelong dreams and lifelong lessons. So like for him to be able to say that, yeah, like I truly understand you're gonna graduate. You don't get something like this back in life. It was really cool to experience that and have his word to go and graduate at Penn State.
What's the Washington experience like for you so far, and how excited are you to get the NFL journey going?
Yeah, I'm extremely excited. It's a dream forever. Basically, being there for rookie minicamp was kind of just a little taste of what it's going to be like. But it's all fun. I have fun every time I step on the football field. So, honestly, just looking forward to having fun these next few years and just taking a step at a time.
Well, Jahan, I'm going to let you go. Appreciate you very much. And again, as I told you the last time I saw you, I said, make sure you give your mom a hug for me, because she has survived so much and your dad's been by her side the whole time. So I'm glad you're able to do what you can for two extremely hardworking people that have obviously worked hard with you, but worked also hard in many other ways. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.